So if you're going to live in a storage unit, you're going to need to be as invisible as you possibly can be. You basically need to be a ghost. If anybody finds out you're here, that's when you start running into trouble. So first of all, I needed power for my unit. So what I did is I ran an extension cord along the power cable up here, and I sort of zip tied it up. So you can't really tell its power is going to my unit unless you are looking closely. So this is my unit here, and at the top of the unit you can see I have an antenna, and that's so I can get a cell signal inside the unit itself, because once you close the door, it drops all signal. I have a lock, which I've magnetized onto the door, so it looks like it's locked, even when it's not. And then when I actually do want to lock it, I can just use this lock or use another one down here and leave that one there. Alright, so let's take a look at the unit now. So in here I've got my TV, entertainment center set up there, I've got my bed, I've got my kitchen area over there, complete with a fridge, and my couch over here. And once you're inside here, you can close the door, and I've screwed on a latch here, so that way you can close it and sort of lock it from the inside. I've also put a mirror up so you can see what you're doing. Up here I've got a toaster oven, and this toaster oven actually works pretty well. I'd say it works just as well as a conventional oven. I've got some dishes over here, got some more pots and pans over here, and my fridge is right here. Underneath I've got a filing cabinet, some tools, and some storage for some other stuff I have. Up on this part of the kitchen I have cutting board so I can make some lunch or dinner there. I have a hot plate for boiling water. Cereal. Up here is the Tupperware. And then over here I've got food cupboard, all my food. And this is the sink I've built, and the sink is basically like a 25 liter container I've filled with water, and I've attached these tubes here, so you just open it up, and then the water comes down this tube and out there. So you've got running water, you can do dishes, get a drink, whatever, and then the water filters into this bucket, which goes down into these holes here, which goes into a funnel, which leads into a separate container here. And I usually find I have to empty that container and refill that one, usually once a week, maybe twice. So over here above the bed, I've built a bar, and this is just to hold all my liquor and drinks and everything. But I've also got stuff at the back there behind the bed. So what I've done is I've built this little hinge here. This comes out, and then the hinge drops down, and then that can hold in place while you go and get whatever you need to from back there. Over here I've built a clothing rack, and this works just like it would in any closet. Put your clothes there, except I've included this little latch here on this string, so you can push the clothing further to the wall, giving you more space. Up here I built some shelving for some items that I'm storing in here that I don't really use too much. I got my snowboard hanging from the ceiling there. And as you can see, all the stuff I've built in here is all built basically hanging from the ceiling. And the way I did that is I just got 2x4s, really long 2x4s, and put them all the way across the unit. And then I used L brackets to build shelving down from that.